This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Zachary Ryan Gonzalez, date of birth October 11, 2005. Case ID number is 968-1944. Date of exam, January 11, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for disability evaluation with his mother, who is in a wheelchair. The claimant is presently a senior in high school in a special ed program. He has never worked, and the mother has two children, and they live in an apartment. She does receive disability benefits as well as child support for the claimant. The claimant has been on disability for 16 years, secondary to his condition. Allegations, number one, speech delay / mental delay / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / early Alzheimer's / dementia. Number two, eating disorder. Number three, spinal bifida / scoliosis. And number four, seizure disorder. History of allegations. Number one, speech delay / mental delay / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / early signs of Alzheimer's / dementia. History of allegations. The mother states that since 2010, the claimant has had speech delay, comma, mental delay, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, anxiety, comma, and a early Alzheimer's / dementia. The mother states that the claimant suffers from tantrums, comma, sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, constant eating, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, low IQ, comma, anger, comma, poor hygiene, comma, and does not respond well to any kind of discipline. The mother denies any history of violent acts, comma, homicidal acts, comma, severe depression, comma, but does have problems with poor hygiene, brushing his teeth, and bathing. They do bathe him every day, but she states that he is very difficult and is not very cooperative. The claimant does have a mild form of mental retardation with a low IQ. He does respond to simple commands. The mother states he's always pinching and hitting himself on the walls, and the teachers have to restrain him. He did present well-kept, and he was wearing casual attire. The claimant was fairly cooperative, but had poor eye contact with me and was alert, however. He is not oriented to place, time, situation, or person, and has poor attention and concentration. His speech was not normal, and his speech rate was abnormal. with decreased clarity, tone, and decreased articulation. He is able to answer simple commands and questions and can explain simple things. His thought process and associated symptoms were mildly abnormal. The claimant does hear voices, and he does see the devil constantly. He's always claiming he sees the devil. He has had suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempts in the past. His mood was flat. The claimant has some mild speech difficulty with mild dysphagia and suffers from phobias. He does have a provider that comes to help him bathe and take care of himself. He cannot count money, and he has a very poor memory. The claimant cannot read or write at this time. He likes to watch TV and play games, and he likes Pokemon cards. He likes to play with toys and likes to listen to music. The mother states that he does have a history of seizure disorder, spina bifida, scoliosis, and he was hospitalized in Tropical Behavior Center for 1 year, secondary to abnormal psychological and mental behavior. He is presently taking no medications for his psychiatric disorder, but is taking medications for a seizure disorder. The claimant has never worked, but is going to school at this time. Allegation number two, eating disorder. The mother states that since birth, he has had problems eating. He is constantly putting things in his mouth. He has a BMI of 27. No surgeries have been performed, and he's not overweight. But the claimant has a tendency to not eat properly, and he has a tendency to slobber over himself, and he spills his food and does not adequately masticate his food as he should. He is on no diets, but the mother states that half the time the food falls out of his mouth and he chokes frequently from eating too fast. He is on no medication for this condition at this time. Number three, spina bifida, scoliosis. The mother states that since 2005, when he was born, he has had problems with spina bifida / scoliosis. And because of that, he has weakness of the lower extremities. The claimant has had surgery for the spina bifida when he was born in October 2005 in the mid-thoracic area. The claimant states that he has a stabbing feeling in the middle thoracic area, which does not radiate to the lower legs, although he states he does have weakness and has sprained his ankle multiple times. His limitations include being able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift approximately 2 pounds above his head, but not unable to bend over to pick up clothes. At the present time, he is using two crutches, secondary to spraining his ankle. Was the right ankle. His physician is Dr. Robert Ray. The claimant's daily activities include watching TV and sometimes walking around the house. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He does take ibuprofen 600 milligrams BID for pain and gabapentin 300 milligrams QHS, which he states does give him some mild relief. He was diagnosed with spina bifida / scoliosis with history of multiple ankle sprains. The claimant does have urinary incontinence and does have to wear adult diapers and Pampers at this time. He did receive physical therapy and speech therapy when he was a young boy, but is not receiving it at this time. Allegation number 4, seizure disorder. The claimant states that's birth. He has had grand mal seizures secondary to congenital defects. He was also diagnosed with hydrocephalus and has had infectious meningitis as well. The claimant states that now with the medication, he only has one seizure per year. He has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized for this condition. His postictal symptoms include tiredness, leg weakness, arm weakness, and decreased memory. The mother states that when he does have a seizure, he becomes like a little baby and regresses and becomes more dysfunctional mentally. He is presently on Vyance 30 milligrams QD and Divol Pro-X 500 milligrams BID. The claimant does appear to have moderate to severe decreased cognitive function at this time, but his seizures appear to be better controlled. Family history. Non-pertinent at this time. The father has a normal history, and the mother does have multiple problems and is disabled at this time because of other conditions. Medications, Divol Pro-X, 500 milligrams BID, Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, Vyance, 30 milligrams QD, Claritin, 10 milligrams QD, Albuterol inhaler, one inhalation TID per day, Gabapentin, 300 milligrams QHS, and Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams BID. Medical problems, asthma, history of meningitis with hydrocephalus as a child, history of being in a coma for 4 months, secondary to birth defects, sprain right foot times 3, history of dyslexia for reading, writing, history of epilepsy with grand mal seizures, eating disorder, secondary to decreased cognitive and mental function. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 167 pounds. Height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 157 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 18 to 20 respirations per minute, BMI 27, general. This is a 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He did present with crutches secondary to having a right ankle sprain and does not appear to be a very reliable historian who presented with his mother for a disability examination. The claimant had difficulty in communicating any kind of history. He has a decreased cognitive function and his memory is poor. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does wear glasses, but he did not present with them. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but was not oriented times three, and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor, and he was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant does have decreased memory and cognitive function. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and deep reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was antalgic and limping, secondary to a right ankle sprain. The claimant did present with two assistive devices, which were crutches. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was abnormal, secondary to the sprain of the right ankle. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted of the right ankle, but no deformity was noted. There was normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex the lumbar spine secondary to the sprained right ankle. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper extremities and in the left lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 60 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. The claimant was unable to do a straight leg raise in the supine position and was unable to get up on the examination table. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, especially for the right knee, secondary to an ankle sprain. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant had difficulty in rising from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels and toes, secondary to a right ankle sprain, and is unable to walk at a normal tandem rate at this time, secondary to a right ankle sprain. The claimant's mother states that he was able to ambulate prior to this injury to his ankle. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. At this time, he needs crutches secondary to his condition. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal, was mildly abnormal to light touch, pin prick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wastings, but a few muscle spasms of the right lower extremity secondary to a right ankle sprain. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper and left lower extremities, and plus 3 over 5 for the right lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears but does not speak well, secondary to decreased cognitive function. There is some mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right ankle, secondary to a sprain. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally at this time, secondary to a right ankle sprain. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue at this time. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. However, he is unable to communicate very well, secondary to mental retardation, decreased cognitive function, and psychological disorders, and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right ankle sprain, and problems with urinary incontinence from spina bifida and other lumbar sacral back problems. Probable diagnosis is speech delay / mental delay / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anxiety / decreased cognitive function and mild dementia. Confirm with physical examination. Number 2, eating disorder - not being treated at this time. The claimant does need to be supervised, secondary to choking on food and his disorderly ability to eat. Number 3, spina bifida / scoliosis. Surgery confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex to evaluate scoliosis secondary to the right ankle sprain. Number 4, seizure disorder being treated at this time. The claimant has not had a seizure in 1 year and appears to be fairly stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Zachary Ryan Gonzalez.